KCHVSU.
That's right. I'm at Orchard Lake and Middledome.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get there before you because I think I'm about to pull in their parking lot here.
Yeah, it says I'm about, 5 minutes out, so you're there. Bowman, Arrowhead, I'm just going by Bowman's house right now.
Still on my code. Went over to Phil's machine. This should be a little better.
How about this one?
That better.
I know where I am.
Why aren't you on my machine? Keep here.
Because apparently I never set the PL tone on this radio. I just keep this radio back in the car after a long hiatus.
Okay. And I'll be there in 2 minutes.
Well, according to
man, it bit me in the butt a while ago. I forgot to... I programmed all my other radios except this one. And, of course, this is the one I... needed it, huh?
Well, you're on it now.
Oh, yeah, I took care of it after the fact.
Alright, so how many of us are there? 4 or 5?
Rats took me past the place.
I think we got 5, but I'm not sure. Sean just pulled up. I'm bailing. N8NM.
Yeah, I'm just coming around the corner as she comes. 30 seconds out. PPR.
All right. Am I on yours now?
Yep.
All right. It's not programmed. I'm going to have to change a lot of things on this little radio. I put the 200 back in the car. All right, anywho, I'm here. I'm going to jump out. Wait for all you latecomers. W8FU.
Whiskey Golf Hotel Zulu, Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha. VAWTA clear. Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha.
Having me take a different route home than it brought me in.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, it's having me
don't
take this to,
AI.
Elizabeth to Huron. So it's, and it had me take, you know, it had me take Square Lake. Interestingly, this is Waze. Interestingly, it took me to Middle Belt on Square Lake, which is kind of cool. And then up, but hey, having me go up and over now.
Huh, weird. I wonder what it's having you go around. I'm trying to think. I haven't been over in that particular area for a little bit.
Yeah, and don't forget, Waze will send you 10 miles out of the way to save 30 seconds. So sometimes you have to be double-checking.
Yeah, I don't normally run Waze. I just, today, I just said, you know what, I'm going to try Waze. So here I is. But no, it's sending me up to Elizabeth and over to 59. And so I'm guessing it'll just have me run that across to, have me run that across to 75. But once I'm on 59, I may take that right over to Rochester and go to Nino's, buy some produce.
Pam was just there a couple days ago.
Every time I don't believe the GPS, it bites me in the butt.
I have had that experience. That's why I tend to listen, but I'm with Phil. I don't necessarily trust Waze. I usually use Google Maps.
Well, don't get me wrong. I trust Waze. I feel like... You just said that when I disagree with it, I'm usually sorry. But you have to be, like I said, you have to be careful. Sometimes I look at it and say, you know, is this really what I want to do? And if you're really in a hurry and you want to save that extra minute or two, yeah, do it. But a lot of times I pull at the end of the route and it says, you know, all right, you arrive 5 minutes later and it's 10 miles shorter. Well, if I'm not in a hurry, I'll choose that one. But if you do want the fastest route, you can't beat it.
If I got it.
I do. I'm going to be out of here in a second. I just heard you guys in there and figured I'd say good morning to everybody. Good morning, Phil. Good morning, Sean. I forget who the other one was. So whoever the one I didn't mention, go ahead and pick it up, and I'll be gone. So you guys have a good day.
Well, you have a good day, too. And 8NM, Steve here. And I am just about home as well, so I will make this my last. Enjoyed breakfast. Looking forward to the next one. I think I'm going to be up here for another couple of weeks longer than I anticipated. It doesn't look like I'm leaving town till sometime in January now, so... Maybe we'll get one more in before I head south. So. Anyhow, catch you later. Have a good and go Lions. N8NM Mobile.
Yeah, I'm back in my driveway now to KPR. Good breakfast, guys.
Yum. And I am not backing into my driveway. Mobile on... Eastbound Huron, /59, W8FU.
WAVD out.
Later, Walter.
KRD Mobile.
WDAKLO. WDAKLO from KFAEDQ. How are you doing today? Hey, well, hello, Mike. How you doing? I'm just getting here ready to watch the Lions game. What are you up to today? Roger, roger. I just got home from walking dogs, and we did a return at Staples. I got to run over to the Spectrum store at some point to exchange some equipment, and I'm going to drop off some straw bales at the shelter since I'm going back there. The Spectrum store and the shelter are basically right next door to each other, so I got to head back out there later. I got to winterize my boat. That is next on the list. I'm going to winterize my boat, and then what time do the Lions play? Because I'll probably sit down and watch that, maybe take a nap. I don't know. Yeah, roger that. The Lions, they're on at 1 today. You haven't winterized your boat yet. Wow. Yeah, we've had a couple of good nights that were down. Not too bad, but I guess it's time for sure. Yeah, I know I'm overdue. I meant to do it. I meant to do that like a couple of weeks ago, obviously before it got down to 20 degrees, but I know late is better than never, so yeah, I'm always late to the game on the, which I don't do much to winterize my boat. I just take the battery out and exchange the lower end oil. Put some fresh stuff in so it doesn't freeze in there in case there's any water got in there. But yeah, I haven't not winterized my boat. It's you know, if I had a garage I could just store it in, it would be less of a big deal, but I don't have that. And I think it's a 1990 Bayliner. Just a crummy little cruising boat. Yeah, I got a Mariner 50 on there, and that thing is like a tank. It's been nothing but super reliable for me, so yeah, I try to take care of it as best I can. Oh, okay, so you got an inboard outboard. Yeah, I've got you got an outboard, I've got an inboard outboard, and I always used to, when I got late in the season, I used to throw a drop light down in the engine compartment, and that would keep it warm enough until I got to it. But yeah, I've been putting the cover on with about 2 inches of snow on my boat before, so, and that was right around Halloween, so I try to get it in right after Labor Day. Back to you. Roger. Yeah, I've gone camping. I've used it in the November before, so that's kind of why, like, I'm running a real thin line, because there's the line of going out and camping still. Like, if it was going to get up to 60 degrees on a weekend and not rain or anything, like, I might go camping in November, depending on the weather. But that didn't really happen. It kind of just got too cold too fast. So that's why I'm behind the game on the winterizing. But, yeah, you've been spinning the dial lately. The 20 meters has been open. I've been monkeying around. I was doing sideband on Friday. I ran into a net. I checked into the net. I had no idea what it was. It was Ole Miss, the Ole Miss net. I don't know if you're familiar. But I got thrown into the rotation, and didn't really know what I had stumbled upon, and then they had me throw myself up for grabs, and I did that a couple of times. That was pretty fun. So now I had a blast on sideband, so then I figured I'd try my hand at FD8, and that seems to work pretty good too. Oh, very good. Yeah, that's a lot of fun, I think, HF. I spend 90% of my time on HF and really, really enjoy it. I had no idea I had all these awards. I just been logging my contacts, and one day I looked in the logbook and it said awards, and I clicked on it, and I started looking at them all, and there was about four that I had already achieved, but I just needed to submit them. So I'm about, I think I'm four states away from all 50 states. So that's my next one. I've been hunting the POTUS stations. I need Hawaii, Nevada, Nebraska, Vermont, and Alaska to get all 50.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I'm looking forward to trying it out some more. I'm already kicking around the idea of buying another radio, an all-mode radio, kind of like what you got, a 991 or... Oh man, I'm eyeing up the Optima, the Yaesu STX-1 Optima. And I might have to save up for that one. So I'm thinking about running, I have, because I was just on a buying spree on Gigaparts a couple months ago, I bought a 20-meter double bazooka from Radio Waves. So I was thinking, if I could hook that up to my 891 and run FT8 on it as if it were like an appliance, and then I would have an all mode hooked up to my vertical along with the dual band that's hanging off the side of the house, and I'd have a pretty sweet setup. One spot that does my dual band and HF activity. But yeah, I'll have to save up for it. That sucker is like $2,000.
Yeah, WD8KLL for IDGI. I looked at that. I've been looking at other HF rigs, but I got to be honest with you, I am really happy with this 991A. It's been my first rig, and as you had mentioned, it's they call it the shack in the box, so I can do UHF, VHF, C4FM, HF. 100 watts, and then I just bought that amplifier, and I've been having a ball with that, pushing through pile-ups and stuff, so, yeah, it's all good. As soon as you get on 10-meter, you're going to have a ball.
I'm set up for 10-meter, and this is KFA-EDQ for Radio ID. I'm set up for 10-meter, and I've thrown my call sign out, not a ton on 10-meter, but the thing about it is, I don't have much confidence in throwing my call sign out on a band if I don't hear anything else out there, because I'm thinking, well, maybe it's not fantastic. And so really the only thing I go off of is I look up the solar activity forecast, and I thought that 10 meter was pretty much closed. But so I've been sticking to 20. And I love it on 20. It's fantastic. Those pileups, when I was in that net and I was putting out my call sign and throwing myself up for grabs, and they were talking me through it. They're like, there's going to be a pileup. But yeah, there's some people, like there'd be a huge mumble of pileup, and then one person would just ring through the entire thing. I thought that was pretty neat, like even though they were in Florida. Yeah, that was cool. So, all right. Yeah, I just want to talk, share my excitement my recent excitement with the HF stuff, because I finally plugged the antenna in back in and turned it on and started spinning the dial and doing a little bit of talking. And that is really fun. So I'm, we'll have to, right now I got my 891 set up for FT8, so I don't know how much undoing of that I have to do in order to start doing sideband again, so I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not up on the FT8 yet. I've not went down that rabbit hole yet, but I don't know as if I ever will, but I'm really on on any adjust up, but right now 10 meters has been down. We had a geomagnetic storm here about a week and a half ago, and it really screwed up just about all the bands, but 20 is good today. If you go to the World Radio League app, I think I told you about that, they've got a band conditions tab, and they'll tell you the AK and solar flare index and all that, but starting to follow that. But if you're on 10 meters and you don't hear anything, it's probably shut down. It has been, you know, it's open right now a little bit. This morning I was on it, but nowhere near as it's been 2 weeks ago.
Interesting. So when, okay, so when I search for, like, radio conditions, I come across, there's current ham radio conditions, current radio propagation conditions, resource for current band conditions. There's a DXView, QSO. I can you repeat that website so I can make a note of it? I'll write it. I'll put it in my phone right away.
Yeah, it's World Radio League. I'm actually a member of both QRZ and World Radio League. So when I log into World Radio League, it automatically updates my QRZ page. But World Radio League is awesome software. I mean, they got spotting where you can, you know, click on the spotting tab and you can hunt all the POTA guys and all that. But very, very good software program for logging contacts.
Yeah, Roger. On FTA, they make it super easy. They have it's just a log file that you upload to QRZ, and it automatically does all that. Like, I'm just figuring that out. So I opened up a log book through the end of the year, and I'm just going to keep updating that. And if I end up doing it a lot, I'll probably have like a monthly log book. I don't know. But, the FTA makes it super easy, but I am trying to figure out a way to log QRZ logbook entries in a better way. There's got to be a better way than how I'm doing it right now, because, like, doing it by hand is kind of not fantastic. It'd be better if you could, like, set a default or a default band or, like, some default settings rather than going through and setting all that up. And I'm still not an expert on how to give people a good signal report. I got to read up more on that, and so I become a little bit more knowledgeable. But you can only tell so many people that they're 5'9" before you want to be more accurate.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, the signal reports sometimes are, I don't know, I don't go by them too much, but since I got this app amplifier, I've got a couple of 5'9 plus 20s, you know, here in the States, but that's pushing 400 watts, so it's been fun.
Yeah, I seem to be getting out pretty good, like on 20 meters, on Friday it was. Like, they were down in Mississippi, down south, and whatnot, and they said I was coming in loud and clear on 100 watts, and I seem to be making contacts on FT8, so, like, between 600 and 1,000 miles away, like, very, very reliably, good signals and whatnot, so, I don't know. The antenna seems to be working, is basically what I'm saying. I'm pretty happy with it. So, all right, man. I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna go play with my boat for the next 10-15 minutes, and then I'm gonna sit down and watch a little bit of the Lions game before I have to run more errands. So, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Greg. WD8KLL from KFAEDQ. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Mike. Good Good luck with that boat. Good chatting with you. We'll chat with you later. Go Lions. KF8EDQ, WDAKLL, we're clear.
KE4ZYQ from WIAX.
Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha. WAPD.
NADBF, W8FU.
KVAQLY, listening.
KALAX Mobile.
Testing.
Not testing.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I was just testing. Let's see if I can get in. I can.
Roger. No, I just thought I'd key up and say I wasn't testing, so that's all. Anyhow. What's up?
Nothing. Day keeps on going by too fast. Weekend's over already.
I mean, you ain't kidding. Short week this week, and then it's December. I've still got to burn up 8 days vacation, so, I mean, tough problem to have. But, just end of the year already. I talked about retiring next year. Hoy.
Oh, at least you get to retire. I would love to retire. Retire in good health, that is. I just, the industry is getting stupid.
Well, the key is eventually when you get up into that retirement age, say anywhere from, let's say, 55, 60, somewhere up around there, either have yourself work then that you actually enjoy doing, or you can't wait to hang up your spurs. It's one or the other.
Yeah, it's mostly burnout. I'm just tired of constantly chasing the next thing. Burnout. With no break. But, well, it'll eventually get better. I don't know. We'll see. I try to use AI, but I think AI causes more problems than not.
That's the next great thing. People that can actually, we've talked about this before, but there's AI and then there's people that can effectively utilize it to accomplish a goal. And there's going to be a big difference between those that can just get something to spit out an AI and people that can actually learn it, how to manipulate it and use it to their advantage for something, a quality product. So learn that and maybe your career will be somewhere there.
Yeah, it keeps on changing every day. That's the problem. It's like one day it's this one's better, one day that one's better, and hard to keep up with it. And then you got the management and the peers that are resisting it. And it's more of that thing. It's like everybody's worried that their job's going to get canceled or whatever. But, and then the young ones are not learning how to code right. You know, they're gonna grow up using AI all the time. So we're just going to see a clash. I mean, I'm predicting it. We're just going to see a clash of old ways and new ways. And hopefully I'll be out of there by then.
Well, that's the thing about progress. It never stops. My family, they were all railroad people, you know, turn of the century. And, you know, those jobs all went away with the advent of the automobile and, you know, carriages and buggies. And some adapted. Body by Fisher, I think they made carriages. And they started making bodies for cars. Others didn't. But, just always like that. One transitions into the next. And there'll be a new group of people come up that are good with the next big thing, and then you'll have the group trying to hang on. I remember when it ripped through the drafting with CAD, and, you know, the guys that never took the CAD, you know, they're gone now, you know, the last of them. I don't know if there's anybody who picks up a pencil and works at a table anymore. But and it never ends. And see, it happens in, you know, what I do too. Remember when I started out, we were literally opening radios up and fixing them component level. Now that's hardly anything we do. We ship the radios in for a flat rate repair. We got far more to do on the other end. So you got to keep up with the stuff on the other end, or else you gotta go to pasture. Ain't telling you nothing you don't know.
Yeah, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Like the progress always happens. But I think if I would just get a week off, I would be happy. But probably not gonna have anything until Christmas time. But anyways, all right, I'm going to get off of here. I got to figure out, we haven't eaten dinner yet, so I'm going to figure out what we're going to do. That famous thing that ham radio operators do, figure out what to eat next. So I will listen out. KFA Dex.
Hey, that's my thing, man. Rota, restaurants on the air. Worked all restaurants. Oh, yeah. All right. Hopefully you bag a new one or something you need for worked all restaurants. Later. W8FU.
Yes, you.